Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight magazine for women. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Tune in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about common questions people have about weight loss. My guest today is an Atlanta native, violinist, jazz vocalist, and fitness fanatic. She's known as the Fitness Diva, teaching an average of 32 group fitness and dance classes per week. She has weighed as much as 216 pounds. Her company, Aerobics Delivered, makes it convenient for corporations, churches, organizations, and more to get fit and stay fit by bringing fitness classes right to your location for your convenience. We are honored to welcome back to the show the fitness diva, Miss LaWanda Brokenbarrel. LaWanda, you know, I hear all the time that muscle weighs more than fat. Is that true?
Actually, Spark Plug, that is not true. A pound is a pound. The difference is muscle actually takes up less space than fat. I always like to give the example of a pound of feathers versus a pound of iron. They both weigh a pound. However, you can fit a pound of iron in the palm of your hand, and a pound of feathers you clearly cannot. So muscle is more compact, but it actually, you know, a pound is a pound regardless of what it is a pound of.
Okay. Well, most women don't want to get very bulky and muscular. With that said, should women lift weights at all?
Absolutely. It's a very common myth that weight training will make a woman bulky or manly, and I think lots of women think that because they see female bodybuilders that sometimes are very bulky. But what I like to tell women is that no one ever accidentally looks like that. When you see women that look that way, they put in a lot of effort, and sometimes they do assist themselves with some unnatural supplements, but it's very important for women to lift weights because lifting weights actually gives us muscle, and the more muscle we have, the higher our metabolism is, and so we burn more calories even when we're in an inactive state. So I tell people all the time, if you really like to eat, you really need to get some more muscle on you because you'll just burn more calories even when you're sleeping. But most women, if they weight train, they will get a lean, sculpted body, kind of like the body that you may see of a woman on the cover of maybe Oxygen magazine or something, and I think that's the physique that most of us would be very happy to have. So it's definitely important for women to weight train, especially in postmenopausal years, because we do lose muscle mass as well as bone density as we get older. So it's very, very important.
Well, LaWanda, can people who work out all the time stop worrying about what they eat since they're going to burn it off anyway?
Absolutely not. I tell people all the time that you cannot out-train a bad diet. The problem is today that the foods that we consume are so highly caloric that you just simply can't burn it off. I mean, two Oreo cookies, two, has 150 calories, and I don't know anyone that eats two cookies. So even in the most intense aerobics class, which would be like a spin class or a Zumba class where maybe you could burn 1,000 calories, if you're consuming highly caloric foods, you just simply cannot burn off the amount of calories that you take in. I mean, one frozen biscuit by Pillsbury has 170 calories. So if people go on the websites and start looking into how much exercise you have to do to burn off a particular food item, they can get better insight on how counterproductive it is to work out and then turn around and consume food that's high in calories. The best bet is to not take it in, and then we don't have to worry about burning it off.
Now, two Oreo cookies are how many calories? And what about that biscuit?
One Pillsbury frozen biscuit has 170 calories. Two Oreo cookies have 150. And you got to add in the milk.
Okay. Well, let's talk about supplements. Supplements and drinks. Can a person take those to slim down without dieting or exercising?
Absolutely not. I always say if it came in a bottle, America would not have an obesity epidemic. There are things that you can take that can assist in weight loss. There are metabolism boosters and things like that. A lot of things that people buy are not healthy, but you cannot lose weight alone simply by consuming something or wearing a particular garment or something like that. The only way to lose weight is by surgery. That would be liposuction, or by reducing the amount of calories you take in or increasing the amount of calories that you burn off. But supplements simply are just that. They are supplements. I tell people all the time to just look at Oprah Winfrey as an example, and that if you could buy a weight loss solution, I think she would have bought it by now. When she was working out, she was slimmer. When she stopped, she gained her weight back. So if Oprah doesn't have access to it, then it doesn't exist.
Well, what can a person do if they just want to lose weight in a certain area, like the hips, waist, thighs, et cetera?
Well, unfortunately, spot reduction is one of the worst myths that is out there. The only way that someone can spot reduce is to have liposuction in that particular area. Unfortunately, we cannot pick and choose where we want to lose weight. That is determined genetically, and it's determined at conception. Most of us are built like our parents. So the unfortunate rule is wherever you gain weight first is usually the last place that you will lose weight. There are people, particularly women, who are particularly larger in one area, you know, pear-shaped or top-heavy. However, if you do lose enough weight, you will drop the weight all over. I tell people all the time to just think about the fact that when we gain, everything gets bigger. So if we lose weight, everything will ultimately become smaller.
LaWanda, aren't some people more prone to be overweight due to genetics or bone structure?
That's another common misconception. A lot of people like to say that they're not overweight, they just have big bones. I actually talked to an x-ray technician once that said in all of her years of examining x-rays, she's never seen big bones. If a person is overweight, it is because of the amount of fat that is on their skeleton and not the skeleton itself. Yes, there are people who do have larger frames than others. Obviously, a person who is 6 feet tall will have a skeleton that weighs more than someone who is 4'11", because there's more to their skeleton. Genetics plays a very small role. They have done tests where, you know, laboratory rats and things, where some of them are just prone to be bigger, even if they're fit, the same thing. But ultimately, how we look is 85% of what we consume, and the other 15% is genetics and exercise. We truly are what we eat.
85 and 15, huh?
Yes. It's a sad but true story.
Well, LaWanda, before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
You can find me at aerobicsdelivered.com. That is AerobicsDelivered.com. Aerobics Delivered can also be found on Facebook. And you can also find me on Facebook as LaWanda the Fitness Diva. You can also call 1-877-MYROBICS. That's 1-877-MYROBIX.
Well, LaWanda, my producer, just gave me one more question. She said that, what would you recommend to women who haven't exercised in years and are ready to do something about their weight?
My suggestion is two things. One, to set realistic goals. Quite often people who have not been off the couch in years all of a sudden say they're going to work out 7 days a week, and then, of course, they set themselves up for disappointment. I would recommend making a commitment to just work out 30 minutes a day, three times a week. What will happen is after we see results, we will want to work out more. The other recommendation I have is that we find something that is fun. If you don't like walking on the treadmill, you're not going to keep it up. So the key is to find something that you like, whether it's skating, dancing, swimming. But if you don't like anything, I suggest that you learn to like something and just try to mix it up and to keep from getting bored with it. But I definitely think Zumba is the most fun way to work out. It's dancing, it's Latin music, and it feels more like a party than a workout.
And finally, what advice would you give to someone who does a lot of emotional eating?
I would actually recommend that that person finds a healthier way with dealing with life's adversity, because we all have problems. And it's like they say in Alcoholics Anonymous, drinking is not your problem, it's a symptom of a problem. And so when we don't have healthy ways of coping with stress, we overeat, we smoke, we gamble, we drink. So sometimes it's not what we're eating, it's what's eating us. So I encourage people to reach out, whether it's through counseling, meditation, a support group, but just finding a healthier way with dealing with the adversities that we all ultimately have to deal with.
The Fitness Diva also offers wise counsel. Ms. LaWanda Broken Barrel, the Fitness Diva and owner of Aerobics Delivered, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals like Ms. LaWanda Broken Barrel. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to join our Facebook page at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another heartfelt job. For more information about our guest, visit her website at aerobicsdelivered.com. This is Spark Plug, encouraging you to keep supporting women in business, because when women succeed, the nation prospers. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.